State Highway 21 traces an historic trail once traveled by Spanish missionaries and early pioneers. Near the East Texas town of Alto, the highway passes three mysterious mounds, which provide clues to a culture from which Texas got its name. Caddo Indians built the mounds 12,000 years ago. Each measures 25 feet across and up to 20 feet high. They were the ceremonial center of an agricultural and trading village at the southwestern edge of the vast mound builder culture, which spanned the eastern North American woodlands. The Caddo used grass baskets to haul dirt from the nearby Neches River bottom to build the mounds, and they covered saplings with grass thatch to construct temples on the top of two of the mounds. That's where an elite ruling class performed ceremonies and also conducted business with an expansive native trading network. The third and largest mound was a burial site. Cultivated cornfields and domed grass huts surrounded the mounds. The village flourished for 500 years. Mysteriously, it was abandoned around the year 1300. Some Caddo families remained in the area until the 1800s, when the government removed them to Oklahoma, where the Caddo Nation remains a federally recognized tribe. The state of Texas began acquiring the Caddo site in the late 1970s, but archaeologists from the University of Texas have studied it since the 1930s, excavating thousands of fragments of fired clay vessels and effigy pipes. The Caddo are known for their finely crafted pottery and also for using the word Tejas, meaning friend or ally. From that word came the name Texas. Visitors can learn about this ancient civilization at the 94-acre Caddoan Mounds State Historic Site. An interpretive center displays authentic artifacts and replicas. A short interpretive trail winds past one temple mound and the burial mound. The other temple mound rises across State Highway 21. Each October, during Texas Archaeology Month, members of the Caddo Nation return to perform dance ceremonies much as their ancestors did centuries ago.